Hi, I'm Luna, and you are listening to Late Nights by Luna Manila. To those of you who are new to our podcast, Late Nights by Luna Manila believe that we develop compassion and empathy by hearing people's stories. We invite guests who are experts in their fields and advocacy so we can help spread awareness. We also create space for people who would like to share their stories about health, educational, and social issues. So if you want to learn and to unlearn, this is your podcast. Today, we are going to talk about inflammatory bowel disease, a condition which most people find it embarrassing to talk about. In this episode, we will learn how to identify if what we are experiencing is already an inflammatory bowel disease. Is it as simple as hemorrhoids or diarrhea? And if you already have this condition, why is it important for your family and friends to learn about what you are going through? There are several challenges of living with these chronic illnesses that can affect your daily life. And some of it are perceived stigma of IBD, going to work and school, managing relationships, navigating social situations, and body image. To help us understand more about this topic, I am joined by Dimidalisa Ricario. She is an advocate for inflammatory bowel disease. She created a blog called Dear Colitis to help create awareness of this disease, especially amongst Filipinos. Born and raised in Quezon City, Demi moved to the U.S. in 2006 and was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis in 2015. Since then, she has had to deal with diet and lifestyle changes, manage relationships with family and friends and co-workers, and handle the stigma of having an embarrassing condition. Everyone, please enjoy this episode. So, hi, Demi.
Hi, Luna. Thanks for having me.
Of course, medyo nakakabulol ya. Nakakabulol ang mga medical terms.
Oo na, di ba?
Well, thank you for trusting us to share your condition.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. And like I said, thank you so much for giving us IBD patients this opportunity to really share our experience. Kasi especially with our culture, nakakahiya siyang disease. So wala pa masyadong may alam and not very many people talk about it.
Yeah, kasi I also got curious about what this disease is all about. Again, just like what I mentioned, I only know about GERD.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing about this disease, this is actually my first time. So that's why I got curious. And I'm glad that you're trusting Late Nights by Luna Manila to share more about this condition.
Of course.
But let's talk about it. Can you tell us more, what is irritable bowel disease ba talaga?
Okay, so first of all, ika-clarify ko lang na, because it really is confusing, yung IBD, which is inflammatory bowel disease, is very different from IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. As the name suggests, yung IBS is not a disease, but it shares common symptoms with IBD. Ang pinagkaiba lang is yung inflammatory bowel disease is an autoimmune disorder, which means yung immune system mo, which is supposed to properly act as, you know, to protect your body, ina-attack niya yung bad cells. Pag meron kang autoimmune disorder, your system also attacks yung good cells or yung good tissue. So nagkakaroon ng inflammation sa intestinal wall. When you have that inflammation, yung lining mo, nagkakaroon ka ng ulcers and sores. So that's when you start to have bleeding and abdominal pain. And I also want to point out, Luna, now whatever answers I give you is based on my own experience and my own research. Importante na malaman ng audience that the research I do, I typically go to reliable resources such as Crohn's Colitis Foundation, Mayo Clinic, and Johns Hopkins and CDC.
Well, thank you for letting us know what IBD is, Demi. Why do you think it's important to discuss this? I mean, just like any other syndrome or disease, again, nabanggit natin yung how we deal with hiya in pakikisama.
Yes. Kailangan kasi lumalala. And then, because it's an invisible illness, ang nangyayari is people don't understand what you're going through. This is actually why I started my blog called Dear Colitis, so that people will understand na every person na nakikilala mo, meron silang, there's a battle that they're going through. And in my case, it's this IBD. And yun nga, like I said, sa culture natin sa Philippines, di ba, yung hiya and pakikisama, pag hindi mo in-explain ko ano yung pinagdadaanan mo, pwede ka nang ma-judge, di ba? And that hurts. Napaka-judgmental pa naman ng ibang tao sa atin. Like for example, ako dahil sa sakit ko, may tendency akong mag-eat and run. Kasi syempre, after I eat, baka kailangan ko nang gumamit ng bathroom. And sa ibang tao, that can be misinterpreted. Sabihin, ano ba yan? Lagi nilang eat and run. Or biglang hindi ako sisipot because I'm not feeling well. Or, so, ma-judge ka na uy, engineer ka. Diba? What they don't know is meron kang pinagdadaanan, and it's not very simple because when you have to go to a bathroom, you have to go to a bathroom.
Totoo. But how is it being diagnosed pala? How were you? Ang tagal nung nalaman yung sayo, 2015? I mean, medyo matagal na.
Medyo matagal, but you know what, Luna, may mga ibang tao na 10 years ang diagnosed, tinitiis nila yung symptoms because they don't know any better. Yung sa akin, the symptoms first appeared July 2014. Agad-agad lang, out of the blue, when I had to do my business, bigla na lang may presence ng blood sa stool. And hindi ko yun sineryoso. But, so that was July. By October, bumalik siya. And then it became bloody diarrhea, mas frequent. So sabi ko, oy, iba na to. You know, I won't lose anything naman kung ipacheck ko para lang for my peace of mind. And after my colonoscopy, yun yung procedure na ginawa, dun nila nakita na meron ng ulcers sa intestinal lining ko. And that's when they found out na what I do have is ulcerative colitis.
So nabanggit mo na one of the symptoms is yung blood sa stool.
Correct.
Are there any, is there a cause for that? I mean, aside from what you mentioned na may ulcer, mm-hmm. and what are the other, like, symptoms? What are the triggers?
Correct. So, in general, the medical field, they will tell you that they haven't really pinpointed one general cause, although they would all usually agree na may mga factors na pwedeng mag-contribute. First, to answer yung question mo about yung symptoms, aside from yung bloody diarrhea, nandiyan na yung abdominal cramps and pain, and then makaka-experience ka ng fatigue or low energy, and then if you're losing a lot of blood, you can have anemia, and then later on, you can also experience joint pain and random skin rashes. As far as going back to your question, kung ano yung cause or pwedeng trigger, sinasabi nila na, number one, again, yung autoimmune disorder mo, you don't have a very reliable immune system, which means your immune system is attacking yourself. Yan ang number one. Mm-hmm. And hindi rin nila ma-explain yan na parang, oh, why all of a sudden yung system mo ina-attack yung sarili mo. So that's still up in the air, talagang pinag-aaralan pa ng medical field kung bakit merong autoimmune disorder. That's number one. And then aside from that, there's also genetics, pwedeng hereditary. In my case, I'm the only one who has this in our family. So I suppose hindi siya genetic kasi wala kaming history. But then, mm-hmm. last but not the least, there's also environmental factors. Diyan na dumadaan yung pumapasok yung diet, yung stress, if you're a smoker or non-smoker. I, for example, smoked for about 2 decades. Of course, mabubuking ako ng parents ko dito, but yeah, they know, but they never knew how long.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hospitality industry for 20 years, and sa Philippines, isa yun sa mga paraan how to de-stress when you smoke. So,
yes.
And sabi nila na if you're an ex-smoker or non-smoker, karamihan ng mga may ulcerative colitis, ganyan ang profile.
Oh.
Yes. So, maaaring yun din yung nakakontribute.
Alam mo, isa yan sa nag-contribute din sa GERD ko. Yung kasi I used to smoke din eh. But yeah, ang I would also assume, sorry, going back to the symptoms, I would assume na there's also weight loss because of the diarrhea.
Yes, for some people. Unfortunately, hindi ko na-experience yan.
Unfortunately.
Hindi, kaya nakaka-weight loss. Kasi nga, because of the diarrhea, yung body mo is incapable of absorbing the nutrients it needs. Talagang dumadaan lang, mm-hmm. hindi na-absorb. Pero nga, yun ang hindi ko na-experience. Because I always make sure na I eat healthy food. Kasi alam ko na wala ako ganong na-absorb eh. So, yes.
Alam mo, when I did my few research about this topic, no, I found out na ang mas maraming statistics daw ng merong IBD is in Canada. So, one in every 150 meron daw may IBD. So, would you know, like, what is the current status of IBD patients in the Philippines? Ganyan.
Eh nga, isn't it surprising na Canada yung number one?
Kaya nga
kasi
eh.
Isipin mo, well, ako kasi initially isipin ko, wow, sobrang stressful ba sa Canada or hindi ba maganda yung diet nila at sila yung number one? Yun yung una mong iisipin eh, but
it's
amazing. So, I did try to research and unfortunately, I don't have the numbers sa Philippines. I guess it's also because of the fact na maaaring madaming taong misdiagnosed din. Kasi di ba
nakakahiya
siyang disease. So, para magpa-check up ka, medyo jahe. Kasi di ba magpapa-check up ka, magpapa-colonoscopy ka. That's a big thing for some people. Ayaw nila yun. You know, they feel violated. I can say for sure, based sa mga nabasa ko na mas mababa yung numbers sa Asia. Meron akong numbers, for example, Korea, for example. I-compare natin Korea sa US. Sa US, approximately mga 365 cases out of 100,000 people. Sa Korea, ano lang siya, 30 cases out of 100,000. So, ang laki ng difference. So, hindi ba ganun ka prevalent in Asia?
Oo nga, hindi. Tapos hindi naman natin ma-confirm if it's the diet. Kasi mostly genetics yung nakikita ko eh. Yung sinasabi nila eh. So,
pero in general, parang the common theme is what they notice is that yung mga areas where there's significant westernization of the lifestyle, mas madami ng cases na lumalabas. So, kung i-compare mo, in general, worldwide, there are more cases in urban areas than rural areas. And you have to take into consideration, di ba, sa urban areas or sa mas metro na area, mas grabe yung stress. There's a big tendency for you to eat processed food, fast food, because of your way of living.
Alam mo, oo, totoo yun. Wait, sorry, I just wanna go back to the your IBD story, no? So you mentioned na nag-start nung July 2014.
Yes.
So, was it already the blood on the stool right away? Or meron mo ng mga abdominal pain, ganyan, before that happened? Kasi if there's someone out there na baka mamaya may iba pala silang symptoms pero hindi nila alam na IBD na pala.
Yes. So as far as I can recall, it was just blood in the stool. So I didn't think much of it. Initially, inisip ko, baka hemorrhoids. And then what happened was, inobserve ko, in a week, parang nawala naman. So sabi ko, baka nga hemorrhoids yun kasi nawala. Nagduda lang ako when it came back October, tapos nung bumalik noong October, mas malala because not only did I have blood sa stool, pero naging diarrhea na siya. So, I would go to the bathroom siguro mga 5 times a day. And then, yes.
Grabe yun!
To answer your question, yes, may cramping. You know, women can relate. Yung cramping is like parang menstrual cramps.
Menstrual?
Yes, parang ganun. And then, so sabi ko, dun na dumating yung point na sabi ko, I need to have this check kasi I don't know what's going on. Ayoko nang hintayin pang lumala.
Nakakapagod yung 5 times, pabalik-balik ka.
Yes, but you know what? In my burst, I would go to the bathroom 10 times a day. Parang yung buong araw ko, nasa banyo na lang. So that, yun talaga yung worst na point. 10 times.
So how is this affecting your relationship? Like, actually, mas naiisip ko yung about work eh. Because, you know, I remember, syempre sa work, yes. No? May mga magsisick mm-hmm. leave because ang dahilan is diarrhea. So how would you know kung ano na ba yan, diarrhea, like, is it a normal diarrhea lang or are you experiencing IBD? How did it affect or still affecting pala your relationship with friends, your family, your work, especially?
Yes. So, at first parang mahirap kasi syempre biglang lifestyle change, diba? Especially for me, I'm such a social person. I love going out. I love dining out. Tapos bigla-bigla na lang, oh, I can't go. Ganyan, I have to stay home. Now, I found myself starting to explain things to people na, yun nga, napaka-uncomfortable. First, I had to declare my disease sa work because they have to understand. I had to have that difficult discussion with my HR manager and my immediate boss because they have to understand, oh, ba't palagi kang CR ng CR? Ba't palagi ka nawawala? Tumipetex ka ba? So I had to explain what I was going through. And also, later on, I moved to an office na closer sa bathroom. So, thankfully, mm-hmm. they made arrangements like that for me, for my comfort. Buti okay yun dito sa America. I mean, I doubt if they can make the same arrangements sa Philippines kasi iba naman yung sa atin. So, that's that. Mm-hmm. And sa friends ko, sa close circle of friends, I had to explain it to everyone para naiintindihan nila. Which is a good thing kasi at least I know with my close circle of friends, yun yung mga friends ko na kaya nila magbantay ng banyo for me. They will guard the bathroom for me. Or if yeah. I go out of town trips, they would understand when I want my own room, I want my own bathroom.
Yeah.
Hindi ako nag-iinerte. It's because I'm actually sick and I feel more comfortable having my own bathroom all to myself. So yan yung mga changes.
Oh, and it's important. I'm glad that you mentioned that it is important to let your friends and family mm-hmm. know kung anong meron ka para naiintindihan nila paano kanila pakikisamahan, mm-hmm. Paano sila gagawa ng paraan for you, paano kanila tutulungan. And I like what you said about sa work, you let your HR know, you let your manager know what you're going through or, you know, what type of disease that you have or condition yes. rather. Para natutulungan ka din nila, naiintindihan nila na hindi ka nag-sick leave or pabalik-balik ka ng mm-hmm. bathroom, diba?
Yun yung point na talagang kinailangan ko na mag-set ng boundaries. And syempre, to be fair for them, to them, I have to set their expectations clearly. Kasi ayoko rin naman mag-expect sila ng sobra-sobra. Like I said, stress yung isa sa mga triggers. And with what I do in the hospitality industry, ano talaga ako, people-facing person. So, there were discussions where na mahirap, where I had to explain na there were times na I had to turn down opportunities for a higher role or a management role kasi mas grabe yung stress and mas erratic yung mm-hmm. schedule. And I just simply didn't trust myself and my physical ability to be able to do that function. So those are one of the things that I had to sacrifice, yung career, moving upwards.
And I was also checking your Instagram story, no? Parang nakita ko doon na you're having parang allergy mm-hmm. sa hands, is that right? Is that part of the, ano?
Yes.
Is that one of the symptoms? Or...
Yes, one of the symptoms. It doesn't appear okay. for everyone. Kaya nga, it's weird kasi dahil autoimmune disorder siya, it it can attack or it can appear in your body in many different ways. So yung rashes na yan, bigla na lang nag-appear out of nowhere. And it also just disappeared after a week. Nawala na lang din on its own.
Oh, okay. Ah, so hindi siya yung, alam mo, siguro depende talaga sa
depende
katawan.
Talaga. Yes. No? So, oh, laging may pasabog. Surprise! Bigla na lang may rashes.
So, okay, let's talk about your diet. What are you doing about it now? Paano ka nagsimula? Gaano kahirap? Paano yung naging routine mo?
So, for diet, isa sa mga unang bagay na ginawa namin ng husband ko when I was diagnosed was extensive research talaga. We found out na pag meron kang IBD, there's not a single diet that works for everyone. You know, it's not like a blanket solution. You really have to discover what works for you. Makikita mo na there are patients who can tolerate gluten. There are patients that can tolerate lactose. Whereas for me, I can't process it the same way as other people. Yung nagkakaroon ako ng stomach cramps, abdominal pain, or sometimes indigestion. So, once in a while, I would cheat. I would take a bite of pandesal kung hindi ko matiis, but I don't eat them in large quantities. So, to answer your question, yung gluten ko is modified, lactose as much as possible, iniiwasan ko. And when I have a flare-up, which is when your symptoms are active, iniiwasan ko rin high sugar. Yes.
Mm. So, what's your go-to? Pag halimbawang, may ganun ba? May go-to food ka ba? Or meal? Kapag halimbawa may flare-up, ganyan.
Yes. So typically, when you have this disease, sinasabi ng mga doctors talaga na i-discover mo what works and what doesn't work for you. For me, kung the simpler, the better. So let's say, for example, a typical breakfast for me na talagang malinis, hindi complicated, is hard-boiled eggs and sometimes nilagang saba, right? So very, very simple. Mm-hmm. Wala ka ng hinalong mantika or anything. Just hard-boiled egg and plantain. Yun lang. And then, for example, for lunch, just roasted chicken and then vegetables. Wala na gano mga sausawan or magic syrup or other seasonings. Yan yung...
Natawa ko sa magic syrup.
Diba? Yung isa sa mga matutunan mo, when you have this disease, you will realize, you'll start learning how to read labels and makikita mo na minsan yung napakasimpleng ketchup, bakit 20 ingredients? Eh, dapat tomato sauce lang yan, diba? And that's when you realize, oh my God, right, ang daming preservatives and chemicals sa kinakain natin araw-araw.
Ah, but I love ketchup.
Pero you'd be surprised. Madami rin naman lumalabas na organic na or cleaner ingredients. Mm-hmm. So, yan yung mga kailangan i-treat.
Alam mo, I have to agree with you with when it comes to, you have to find kung ano yung kailangan ng katawan mo or what works for your body pagdating sa pagkain. Kasi, ang katawan natin ay iba-iba. And hindi ang diet ng isa ay mag-work para sa'yo. Like, there are people that I know who eat a lot of rice, pero hindi naman tumataba. Tapos may iba, hindi, baliktad pala. May iba na parang hindi nag-rice, so okay, papayat sila. Pero may iba na hindi naman din nag-rice, pero hindi naman pumapayat. So, may mga ganun eh, hindi iba-iba talaga siya. Hahanapin mo lang kung ano yung nag-work sa'yo.
Oh, iba-iba yes? yung... response ng katawan. Although I would say, Luna, for this particular disease, and ini-encourage ko rin yung ibang patients, na based on my personal experience, mas maganda kung hindi lang tayo nagde-dependent sa gamot. May mga ibang patients kasi I refuse to give up my diet. Aasa na lang ako sa gamot. You have to realize na yung system was actually very sick. So, you have to give it the proper nourishment it needs by eating gut healing and gut friendly food. Something has to give talaga, and that's a sacrifice you have to make, and it's an investment you have to make for your health and for your body.
Exactly. And you have to look at food na fuel siya. Hindi lang yung dahil, okay, food siya. It's a fuel. It's something that you need for your body talaga. So, and again, just like what I mentioned na earlier, before we started this episode, na i-ignore talaga natin ang gut health. Madalas natin siyang na-i-ignore. And I just want to go back to the yung food that works for us. Like, ako kasi I have GERD naman, diba? So, what works for me is I just have to, kasi yung iba, ang ginagawa nila, like, every morning, yes, apple cider, ganyan. Apple cider, warm water, yun na. Ako, what worked for me is ginger. As in, totoong hindi powdered, gano'n. Magpapakulo ako ng ginger. Medyo may ritual siya. Yeah. Madami siya. May cayenne, ganyan-ganyan. So, and maano siya eh, madami actually. But yeah, I just want to go back to that topic na kahanapin mo lang talaga what works for your body and ano yung hindi nag-work. So kung alam mo na pag dairy or may gluten, hanggang ngayon hindi ko alam kung paano ang gluten.
Yung gluten, ano yan, very visible sa mga wheat products. So ayan na yung tinapay. Goodbye tinapay. Goodbye.
Ay nako. Goodbye pasta. I love bread.
So ayan, biglang ma-realize na, okay, I have to watch what I eat, tsaka yung cuisine na ini-intake mo, yung pinupuntahan mo mga restaurant, bigla na lang matututo kang mag-review ng menu, bigla na lang matututo kang mag-contact ng chef kung pwede silang gumawa ng certain changes sa dishes. Of course, that's extreme, pero minsan kasi ayaw mo naman din i-give up yung social life mo, gusto mo rin makalabas. So, like for me, sometimes I do ask yung kitchen if they can substitute certain things. Okay.
So, okay, we have come to the end of this episode.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Before we close it, ang bilis, no? Before we close it, what's your advice to fellow patients?
Advice to fellow patients is, una-una yung mga symptoms, magpa-check up kayo kaagad. Huwag nyo nang hintayin. Because it might get worse. You never know what you're going through. Because by the time na magpa-check up kayo, baka malala na. And pagsisisihan nyo lang. So, magpa-check up na kagad. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is that they'll give you a diagnosis. They can say meron o wala. So, that's one. And next is really take care of your body. Lalo na ngayon na merong COVID, may pandemic. Health is wealth. So, take care of your body as much as you can. And don't be afraid to speak out and share your story. Hindi ka maiintindihan ng ibang tao if you don't share. You know, it's an invisible illness. So, don't be afraid to speak up. It's your right to do so.
Gusto ko yung sinabi mo na it's an invisible illness. Hindi ito agad lahat naiintindihan. Like, this is my first time to be educated about this condition. So, thank you again, Demi. Where can our listeners look for your blog? Where
yes,
can they
please.
Follow
so
you?
So, my blog is dearcolitis.com, and then you can also find me on Instagram at dearcolitis and also Facebook. And also, Luna, I want to point out, very important dahil sa sinabi mong advice, I also want to say na as an IBD patient, I got my COVID vaccine. Baka kasi merong iba dyan na nagtataka na, oh, may IBD ka and you have an autoimmune disorder. Did you get the vaccine or not? So, for me, I got the vaccine and it was approved by my primary physician and it was approved by my GI doctor. I got the first dose of Moderna and so far, okay naman. No side effects whatsoever.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad that you mentioned that kasi baka meron ding napapaisip gustong magtanong. So for our listeners out there, if you have more questions about this topic, if you want to reach out to Demi, you've heard her Instagram, so follow her Instagram and her blog. Or if you want to go through me, I can pass it on to Demi. And then
I'd love to connect with all of you, especially mga patients natin na Filipinos. Yun talaga yung mas importante.
Yes. Thank you again, Denise, for trusting
Late Nights by Luna Manila. Congratulations on season 3.
Thank you. I had fun. All right. Well, that is it, everyone. Let me know what you think about this episode. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye.
Good night. Bye, Denise.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Let me know what your key takeaways are by sending me a DM on Instagram at luna_manila. Don't forget to follow me for updates. Till our next episode.